Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jan Balaba Girivara Dari Jaya Gopi Jan Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Prasjanaranjana Yashoda Nandana Prasjanaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanochari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Prasjana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prasjana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hey Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paragraj Jikacharya Ashtadasata Shishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shnupad Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Brindaki Dranta Rashima Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitaiko Premanande All glories is some of devotees, all glories is some of devotees, all glories is some of devotees, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, chapter entitled Instructions for the Civilized Human Beings. Text number 5 and 6. Deshe kale cha samprapte munyanam haridaivatam shraya vidivat patre nyastam kama duk akshayam. Deshe kale cha samprapte manyanam haridaivatam shraya vidivat patre nyastam kama duk akshayam. Deshe kale cha samprapte munyanam haridaivatam shraya vidivat patre nyastam kama duk akshayam. Deshe, in a proper place, namely a holy place of pilgrimage. Kale, at an auspicious time. Cha, also. Samprapte, when available. Muni anam, foodstuffs prepared with ghee and suitable to be eaten by great saintly persons. Haridaivatam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Shraddhaya, with love and affection. Vidhivat, according to the directions of the spiritual master and the Shastra. Patre, unto the suitable person. Nyastam, if it is so offered. Kamaduk, becomes a source of prosperity. Akshayam, everlasting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one gets the opportunity of a suitable auspicious time and place, one should, with love, offer food prepared with ghee to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then offer the prasad to a suitable person, a Vaishnava or Brahmana. This will be the cause of everlasting prosperity. Translation responsibly. When one gets the opportunity of a suitable auspicious time and place, one should, with love, offer food prepared with ghee to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then offer the prasad to a suitable person, a Vaishnava or Brahmana. This will be the cause of everlasting prosperity. Text number 6. One should offer prasad to the demigods, the saintly persons, one's forefathers, the people in general, one's family members, one's relatives, and one's friends, seeing them all as devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. As mentioned above, it is recommended that everyone distribute prasad, considering every living being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even in feeding the poor, one should distribute prasad. In Kali Yuga, there is a scarcity of food almost every year, and thus philanthropists spend lavishly to feed the poor. For this, they invent the term Daridra Narayana Seva. This is prohibited. One should distribute sumptuous prasad considering everyone a part of the Supreme Lord. But one should not juggle words to make a poor man Narayana. Everyone is related to the Supreme Lord, but one should not mistakenly think that because one is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. Such a Mayavad philosophy is extremely dangerous, especially for a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore strictly forbidden us to associate with Mayavadi philosophers. Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile Hayam Savanasha. If one associates with the Mayavad philosophy, his devotional life is doomed. Just turn that down just a little bit. Yeah, leave it on, but just turn it down a little bit. Omagyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubi Evacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay. So in the previous chapter, we were hearing about ideal family life, ideal grihastha life. It's a very important chapter. Because most of the devotees in Kali Yuga are grihasthas. That's just the nature of the age of Kali. Not just the age of Kali, also Dwapara Yuga, also Treta Yuga, also Satya Yuga. So many people were grihasthas. Because originally we were pure. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Originally we were liberated personalities. We were full of Krishna Prema, or love of God. We were pure living entities and untainted by the modes of material nature. Just like when a drop of water is in the air or in the cloud, it is pure. It is pure water. But then when it hits the ground, it becomes muddied. Just like you see the Ganges or the Yarra River. That water is brown in the Yarra River. It's all muddy. It's not pure. So originally we were all pure. But then originally, because we were pure, when we came in contact with this material energy, then we become contaminated by the three modes of material nature, especially ignorance. The mode of ignorance makes us fall asleep in the material world. Actually, there was one pastime about Nidra Devi. You know Nidra Devi? Who is Nidra Devi? The goddess of sleep. Have you met Nidra Devi? You meet her every night because she makes you go to sleep. In the Vedic civilization, the Vedic culture, everything is personified. There is a personality behind everything. There is a demigod in charge of the mosquitoes. Demigod in charge of it. So Nidra Devi, in charge of sleep. So she came to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and she said, "I can't touch your devotees. Your devotees, they never like to sleep. Your devotees are so transcendental, they will not sleep." And he said, "You have to give me some place where I can affect your devotees. Some place where the devotees are affected by sleep." So then the Lord agreed. He said, "Okay, in the Bhagavatam class." When Bhagavatam is spoken, then the devotees... if you have insomnia, what is insomnia? Insomnia means you cannot sleep. It means a person cannot sleep. That's called insomnia. So if you cannot sleep, sometimes we joke in ISKCON, what is the cure for insomnia? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. As soon as devotees hear, Om Namo, they come to class, they fall asleep. But actually, that is aparad. Aparad means offense. You are offending the deity. If you come before the deity, it actually says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion, if you sleep in the temple, that's an offense. If you have your back towards the deity while the curtains are open, that is an offense. If you bow down on one hand, that is an offense. There's all these different things are mentioned. So if you sleep in the temple, it's an offense. Now, you should not sleep in front of Krishna. You should not sleep in Bhagavatam class. So if you're feeling tired, then go and take rest. No problem. If you go and take rest, then it will be easy for you. No problem. But in Bhagavatam class, you do not sleep. So the soul is pure. Originally, we are pure. But when we fall to this material world, we become contaminated by the three gunas, three modes of material nature. And then in that contaminated state, then we identify with the material body. Rupa Goswami explains this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar Devotion. The root cause of our bondage in the material world is? What is the root cause? Avidya. Avidya means? Ignorance. Avidya. Vidya means knowledge. Avidya means without knowledge, ignorance. So in this material world, we are covered by avidya. What is our avidya? You think you are the material body. You're attached to maya. Aham mameti. I and mine. I am. Ishwaraham, Ahambogi, Siddoham, Balavan Suki. I am the controller and the enjoyer in this material world. That is false ego. Everyone thinks like that in the material world. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. Everyone thinks like that in the material world. Aham mameti, and everything is mine. This all belongs to me. That is maya. But in the spiritual world, aham, I am Krishna's servant. Mameti, Krishna is mine. He is my lord and master. Or he is my friend, he is my lover, he is my son. That is spiritual consciousness. But that spiritual consciousness, when you come to the material world, it is lost. And then we think we are products of this material energy. And then you're covered by the three modes of nature and you suffer in this material world of repeated birth and death. So that's why most people in the material world are grihasthas. That's why they get married, because we identify with the body so much. Then we think, oh, I need another person to complete. I'm a male or I'm a female, therefore I need the other to complete me or to satisfy me. That is maya. That is illusion. One time Prabhupada said to the devotees, why are the grihasthas always in maya? What did Prabhupada say? Actually, Prabhupada said it. Prabhupada said to all the devotees, why are the grihasthas always in maya? And then Prabhupada answered the question, because everyone was silent. Prabhupada said, that is all right. That is their position. So gradually they have to elevate themselves out of the three modes of material nature. So the previous chapter we're hearing about grihastha life. Why? Because most of us are grihastha. So you need instructions. Even if you're brahmachari or sannyasi, you need to know how to instruct the grihasthas. You need to. Actually, Jaipataka Swami and other senior devotees are identifying now that in ISKCON we especially need grihastha gurus going forward for the next 10,000 years. Because most of the disciples are grihasthas, and the grihasthas need to be able to understand and instruct their disciples. It's not really a sannyasi's business to get into marital problems and affairs and those kind of things. So actually most of the grihastha, the gurus going into the future, many of them will have to be grihasthas. So in this chapter, it is called Instructions for the Civilized Human Beings. So, certain things are being emphasized within this chapter as we study it. The importance of Brahminical culture is especially being highlighted in this chapter. Brahminical culture. We have to serve, we have to worship Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Now, it is very important to have Brahmanas within society, because it's explained in this chapter that there are many ceremonies which need to be performed through your life, right? So they're called samskaras. Samskaras means ceremony. What does samskara mean? It means impression. Samskara, it's an impression. Just like you see something, it leaves an impression in your consciousness. Like Ajamil. You know Ajamil? Which canto? Six. Which chapters? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, and 3. That is Ajamil's pastimes, right? In chapter 6, canto 6 of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that pastime about? The importance of, or the potency of, the holy name of Krishna. Right? That pastime illustrates and demonstrates the potency of the holy name of Krishna. How does the Bhagavatam finish? Kale dosha nithe rajan astiheko mahanguna. Kirtanat eva krishnasya. Muktasanga param vrajet. Right? So, the Bhagavatam, in the beginning and in the end, it tells us all the way through the importance of chanting the holy name of Krishna. That is the principal methodology of becoming Krishna conscious. Right, is chanting the holy name. The holy name is the principal anga. When you take initiation, what do you vow? Yeah, four things you say you will not do. They're called nisheta. Nisheta means things you must avoid. Four things when you take initiation. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Right, why? Because Rupa Goswami explains to us the principle that overrides all of our devotional activities is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. These two instructions. One is positive, one is negative. Always remember, that's the positive. That's what you must do. Right? Never forget, that is the negative, what you should not do. So if you break the four regulative principles, if you have illicit sex, take intoxication, gamble, or eat meat, it will make you forget Krishna. And that's not the goal of life, is to remember Krishna. So four things we say we will not do when we take initiation. And then one thing that we vow that we will do. Right? Viti means things that you must accept. Right? I will chant minimum 16 rounds a day. Right? So four things, and then the one thing that we must do. So the holy name is the most important principle of bhakti. Rupa Goswami says there are five angas of bhakti which are most important for us to make advancement. What are the five? Yeah, Bhagavat Shravan. Sadhu Sangha. Yeah. Yeah, Mathura Vash. Yeah, Nam Sankirtan and Deity worship, Sri Murtiya Shradaya Sevan. So these five, these are the most powerful ways to go to Krishna. What are the most five most powerful ways? Chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, hearing the Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, going to the holy dham. These five, most powerful. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the other four come to life through chanting the holy name. So the holy name is the pivot for all of the devotional activities, right? You associate with the devotees. How does association of devotees become relishable? When you do Sankirtan together, when you all chant, Hare Krishna! Everyone chant together. When you all chant together, that's when it becomes relishable. If you don't chant together, then everyone will just quarrel. You had the last piece of avocado on toast. That was meant for me. And then everyone will quarrel. It happens. Sometimes devotees don't talk for 20 years. Sometimes it happens. Devotees don't talk to each other for 20 years because someone took the last piece of avocado on toast. I've seen it with my own eyes. Sometimes it happens. This is ridiculous. So we must associate with the devotee, but the association of devotees comes to life through chanting together. Harinam Sankirtan. Then, hearing Bhagavatam. Hearing Bhagavatam comes to life when you chant. That's why in the morning, what did everyone do this morning? Chant the holy name. Now you're hearing Bhagavatam, your consciousness is purified, you will get realizations from hearing the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, your realizations will be limited. That's why you have to chant. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. You have to hear and chant. That will lead to remembering Krishna. Worshipping the deity. The deity comes to life. You will realize that Krishna is non-different from the deity only when you chant the holy name. It says while doing deity worship, you must chant the holy name. All the mantras we are given through Brahminical initiation, Gayatri Mantra and so forth. We chant those mantras while worshipping the deity because the deity worship comes to life while we're and residing in the holy Dharma of Vrindavan Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. It comes to life, the Dharma will get realizations that the Dharma is Krishna's eternal abode only when we chant the holy name. Oh. So the holy name is the pivot for everything. So in the sixth canto, right in the middle of the Bhagavatam, you have the pastime of Ajamil. Now, why is that there? Teach us that the most important thing in the whole Bhagavatam is to chant the holy name. That's why it is there. By all through the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned. We have to chant the holy name of Krishna. What happened to Ajamil? How old was he? 88 years old. And he just had, one of his kids was 2 or 3 years old. This is ridiculous. If you're still having kids in your 80s, there's something wrong with your consciousness. I mean, you haven't understood the goal of life. So Ajamil, he called out to his son. He was about to leave. The Yamadutas were coming to grab him. And he called out, Narayana, Narayana, the holy names of Krishna. That's why we name our kids. We give them names of Krishna. Hey, Madhava. Hey. Hey, Radhika. Hey, we give. Hey, Gauranga. That's why we give the kids these names. So when we chant, we become purified just by chanting the kid's name. Hey, Radhika, you're being nonsense. But you just got purified because you chanted the holy name. That's how you become purified. So the holy name, it purifies the consciousness. So Ajamil, he was chanting the name Narayana, and then what happened? He was protected from the Yamadutas, the Vishnudutas came. And then where did he go next? He went to Hardwa. Next life, he took birth again, but this time he became a devotee, and he had the opportunity to become perfect in Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. You have to become perfect in Krishna consciousness before you can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said at least 70%. What percent are you on now? 1%. That's good. Better than zero. It's good. 1%. If you say 1%, it means you're actually further than one. It means you're actually further than one. But you don't want to be 69% or 53%. No, you want to be, Prabhupada said, minimum 70% Krishna conscious. Minimum. Then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya will cover the rest. So at least let's get to 70%. You know, Prabhupada brought it down like that. We should be 100%. I thought we should be, but we're not. So then Prabhupada, okay, at least 70% Krishna conscious. So, Ajamil, he had to take birth again in Hardwar. And then he had an opportunity to perfect himself, and then he went back to Godhead in the next life. So the chanting of the holy name is the most effective way to become Krishna conscious. So, that's why we have, it mentions in this chapter, in the in Grihastha life, there are 10 major samskaras. Samskara means impression that we have to go through. Like when you have marriage, right? When someone gets married, right? They have a big ceremony, and you know, everyone comes, and it becomes like a whole big, it's almost like a festival kind of thing. You see, like in India, like during, after Chaturmasya, and then wedding season begins, that's why some devotees come and live in Australia. Some Grihasthas have told me they live in Australia because if you live in India, you have to go to too many weddings. Every week there's 2 or 3 weddings, and you have to go, another wedding, a big ceremony like that. So why do we have such a big event? Because it's a samskara, it puts on your mind, this is important. Like when we take initiation, why do we have an initiation ceremony? The ceremony makes it an impression on our consciousness. This is important. Actually, in our tradition, in the Gaudiya tradition, it is not necessary to have the jagya. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Rupa and Sanatan, he just gave them their beads and gave them their names, right? Initiated them, right? And then that's it. In our tradition, you can do that. There doesn't have to be a jagya. But we do the jagya, why? Because we want to make it a ceremony. It's important. It leaves an impression on your consciousness. This is important. So in Grihastha life, there are so many ceremonies. Garbhadan samskara. Samskara means impression. Garbhadan samskara. Prabhupada said in ISKCON, what is Garbhadan samskara? Yeah, Prabhupada said, before you conceive a child, samskara means impression. You have to leave an impression on your consciousness. Prabhupada said, the grihasthas have to chant a minimum 50 rounds. And then you will conceive the child in good consciousness. It works, right? Because you've left a samskara. 50 rounds leaves an impression on your consciousness. You purify, and then you can conceive the child. Then you will attract a devotee child. That's the system. Like Hiranyakashipu, he gave birth to Prahlad Maharaj. How? How is that possible? Have you ever thought about this? How is it possible? How did Hiranyakashipu, the biggest demon, who was envious of Krishna, how did he give birth to the most advanced devotee? Because he went to the forest and he was doing tapasya. And he was in a deep, deep state of meditation, performing tapasya. And then Narad Muni came in the form of a sparrow, a little bird, along with, was it Parvat Muni? It was another sage came with Narad. They took the forms of birds. And they came, and Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya. And they sat on the branch above his head, and they started chirping. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. And he came out of his meditation. And he thought, who is chanting the name of my enemy? Go away. He shooed the birds away, they flew away. So then he went back into his meditation. He was becoming powerful so he could kill Narayana, who had killed his brother? Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha Maharaj was killed by Varahadev, Lord Varahadev. So he wanted to kill Narayana. He wanted to kill the Lord. So he was meditating like that. And then the birds came back. And then they said, Narayana, Narayana. And then he came out of his meditation again. So this kept happening. They kept coming back, kept doing this. Eventually, he was so disturbed. Why are they chanting Narayana? Why are they chanting the name of my enemy? So he was so disturbed, he couldn't go back into his meditation. So then he went back to his palace and he said to everyone, tonight, everyone enjoy themselves. We'll have a festival in honor of me. In Kali Yuga, we call it a party. So we get everyone together, and he said, everyone, unlimited intoxication, take whatever you want, enjoy your senses. So he just spent, and the whole night he was trying to enjoy himself, but he could not forget Narayana, Narayana. Finally, at the end of the night, he went to his inner chamber, his bedroom with his wife, conceived a child, but the whole time he was conceiving, he was thinking, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. And then who took birth? Prahlad Maharaj. So this shows the power of the holy name. This shows the power of samskaras. That Garbhadan samskara means at the time of conception, Prabhupada says, if the husband and wife are chanting 50 rounds, then when they conceive the child will be devotional in consciousness. So that's the first samskara. There are 10 major samskaras that we perform. in Grihastha life. That's the first one. And then the child is born, and then we have name-giving ceremony, first grain ceremony, so many different ceremonies, goes up, hair-cutting ceremony, all these different samskara. They're meant to leave impressions in our consciousness. Right? And then marriage, right? And then hopefully we go through a spiritual ceremony, which is called initiation. Right? We take initiation from the guru. In ISKCON, we have two initiations. We call it first and second. Right? Traditionally, there was only one. There was only one initiation, but it's been divided into two by Prabhupada and his spiritual master. The devotees, this chapter is talking about these ceremonies that we have to go through. The samskaras we have to go through. And in order to perform the samskaras, who do you need? To do these ceremonies and these, who do you need? You need brahmanas. You need holy people who can do these things for you. Who can officiate on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the brahmana is the representative of the Lord. Because he is doing the ceremony on behalf of the Lord, to connect you to the Lord. That's what a brahmana does. So this chapter talks about the importance of serving and worshipping the brahmanas and maintaining brahminical culture. So who are the brahmanas in ISKCON? The brahmanas in ISKCON are the sannyasis, the gurus. They are brahmanas. Right? Actually, in ISKCON, we don't put so much emphasis on who is the brahmana. We say who is the Vaishnava, who is the devotee. But amongst the Vaishnavas, some of them are brahminical in nature. And we need them. We need them to connect us to Krishna. So the gurus, the brahmanas, the brahmacharis, some of the grihasthas who are brahminical in nature, right, who worship the deity, who teach. The brahmanas have six activities. How do you know who is a brahmana? Right? He has six activities. Right? He teaches shastra, and he studies the shastra. He performs jagya, and he teaches other how to perform jagya. He lives on charity, and when he has too much, then he gives charity. That is brahminical behavior. So that's how you know which devotees are brahminical, because they have to perform those activities. You know? So we need those brahmanas, right? Whether they're grihasthas or whether they're sannyasis or brahmacharis, we need those devotees to connect us to Krishna. That is their duty. So here we're hearing about brahminical culture, the importance of it. Because the last chapter was about grihastha life. Now this chapter is teaching us, it's an extension of the previous chapter, all the ceremonies that we need to perform. We need brahminical devotees to connect us to Krishna. And then we can all go back home, back to Godhead. You don't have to live in this material world anymore. Hands up if you want to stay in this material world. No one puts their hands up. Hands up if you want to go back to Godhead. Everyone puts their hand up. But if you analyze it, are we acting like we want to go back to Godhead? We all say we do. That's easy in the Bhagavatam class. You put your hand up, but in our minds we're thinking, what's for breakfast? Right? Anyone can do that. That's easy. Right? But then are you acting in such a way that you will go back to Godhead? Prabhupada's guru said, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. One time a devotee said to Prabhupada, how do we repay you for the debt that we owe you for delivering us from birth and death, the cycle of birth and death? Prabhupada said, actually you cannot repay the spiritual master. But he said, if you want to try, then preach vigorously like me. So that's how, in ISKCON, that's how we act in such a way that we will attract Krishna's attention, Lord Chaitanya's attention. We will spread the Hare Krishna movement, the Sankirtan movement. Right? We will help others come to Krishna. Right? Or we assist the devotees who are helping others coming to Krishna. And that way we can also go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Then you don't have to take birth again in this material world. Material world is not a nice place. Huh? Except if you're a devotee. If you're a devotee, we don't care. It's all the same. Material world, spiritual world, it's the same thing actually. Huh? Prabhupada said in 1977, before he left this world, he said the pujaris of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan are the most fortunate personalities in the world. Why? Because the pujari is directly serving Krishna. Directly. Not just like you can see Prabhu, he's offering the flowers directly to the deities. So when you go to the spiritual world, all of the activities that you're doing for the deities, you'll do the same activities in the spiritual world. It's exactly the same. You address Krishna, you will bathe Krishna, you will offer garlands to Krishna. You will cook bhoga to offer to Krishna. It is the same. So if we assist this Sankirtan movement and if we serve the temple and serve Radha Vallabha, we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So we'll stop here. Does anyone have any questions or comments on anything that we discuss in this material world of birth and death?
Harishna Prabhuji, my question was, you said in the purport it said of the sixth verse that we should not associate with the Mayavadis. Lord Chaitanya warns us, but then when if a Mayavadi asks us question that is derogatory and it's like wrong about Krishna, then and if we don't answer it, if we just walk away from there, then the Mayavadis will start saying that, okay, so your knowledge is not complete, you can't answer my question, that's why. So then that will be a problem. So then how do we address those questions?
What? You've been associating with some Mayavadis or?
No, when they ask any question and then you just don't answer because you just walk away, you can't associate with the Mayavadis.
No, you can defeat them also. You can defeat them. You don't have to walk away. You don't associate with them. It means you don't sit down and like you're having prasadam and like, you know, oh, so, you know, what's it like merging into the Brahman? You know, you don't like associate with them, but you can defeat them. You can give them, you know, you say, actually, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivara Srupahoi Krishnara Nityadas, we are Krishna's eternal servant. That is the conclusion. So, and you see that Lord Chaitanya defeated Prakashananda Saraswati and all the Mayavadis in Benares. So you can preach the Mayavadi like this. So you don't have to associate. And then at the end, you say, now would you like some prasadam? You know, but you don't like go to their meetings and you don't listen to them and, you know, associate closely with them, but you try to help them become Krishna conscious. Is that okay? Yeah. You've been hanging out with Mayavadis or?
No.
No? Okay, good.
Prabhu, thank you for the class. My question is, what is the proper mood for accepting like an initiating guru that we should have? Because it's not just like a exchange like of the material world, like you give me something and that's why I have a relationship with you. It's a personal connection. So I'm asking like what is the proper attitude to have towards that person?
Towards the guru?
Yeah.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4. What is chapter 4 called? Transcendental knowledge. Or in Sanskrit we say, Jnana Yoga. Transcendental knowledge. So chapter 4 is about how to receive transcendental knowledge. And Krishna gives many ways that we can receive transcendental knowledge. But then finally he gives the best way to receive transcendental knowledge. Tadvidi pranipatena. Pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. So, Prabhupada once said, I've heard that Prabhupada once said that is the most important verse in the Bhagavad Gita. It's one of the most famous verses in the Bhagavad Gita. Right? So, if you want to understand the absolute truth, which is what it means to accept a guru, you have to inquire from him confidentially. Right? You have to be submissive. You have to render service. So that's how we approach the guru. You have to be humble. You have to be wanting to render service. and you have to be inquiring submissively. That's the right mood when you approach the spiritual master.
And also, how should you see them? How should you, you know, how should you envision them? Like,
you should envision them like in the seventh verse of the Gurvashtika at Mangalati. What is verse number seven? It's just after verse number six. Shakshat Hari Twina. Shakshat Hari. His Shakti is coming from Hari, from God himself. He is God's representative. That's how you should see him. This is Krishna's representative. Shakshat Hari. That's how you should see the spiritual master. The representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is that okay? Any other question?
Hey Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how when we were with Krishna in Goloka, we were pure and we had spiritual consciousness. And when we fell into the material world, we became conditioned by the three modes of material nature. So I'd like to ask, why in the first place did we think of going away from Lord Krishna? Why did we like think to go away from Lord Krishna and come to this material world?
We don't actually think like that. We don't actually think, oh, let me go away from Krishna or all like that. But Krishna is Swarat, it says in the first verse of Bhagavatam. Swarat means independent. You know, like I have a flower petal. You know, I can put it on my head. Or I can put it on my knee. Or it can fall off. So that means I have independence. I can do a little bit. I can do a few things. Krishna has complete independence. He can do anything. I have a little bit of independence. So that independence, psychologically we developed a mood that, you know, maybe we're in the spiritual world and we're about to offer a flower to Krishna. But then one day we think something like, why am I offering it to Krishna? Why do I always have to offer it to Krishna? Why don't I put it on me? Or you're just about to offer a garland, you think, why don't I wear the garland? And then Krishna looks at you and he thinks, that's strange. And then when you think like that, right, then Krishna, he covers you with Mahamaya. Right? And then your soul goes into the material world. It goes, and then you land in this world. And then Prabhupada says, your first birth is as Lord Brahma, or a very exalted demigod. You don't just go straight down and become like a worm and stool. Well, so, you know, not like that, but you just take a step down. You're still serving Krishna, you're still Krishna conscious. But you're thinking, I need my own place. I need to be the Lord. I need to. So you say, okay, you can have a universe, you can run a universe on behalf of me. So then you go down, but then by association with Maya, then you go down into lower species. And then now we're trying to come back up and go back to Goloka. So it's not that we're not with Krishna and we think, oh, I want to go to the material world. Actually, we don't even know there is a material world. In the spiritual world, no one thinks, oh, there's a material world, because everyone's so absorbed in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, they don't even think about the other place because it doesn't mean anything. But we become envious, matsara. So when you become envious, then you have to fall and you go into the material world. So it's like that. And then sometimes it says, it's like we're with Krishna, but we fell in this material world and we're here for lifetimes, like millions of lifetimes. And all that time, all those lifetimes, we're actually with Krishna right now, but all we did, we just went like this. We just turned away from him and all those lifetimes are happening. And then when it finishes, we just go, and there's Krishna again. So all that suffering was just like a moment in the spiritual world. Sometimes it's said like that. Other times it's said like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Gopakumar, he comes back to Krishna. And Krishna says, I haven't seen you for such a long time. And they embrace each other and they both faint. So sometimes it said, like, it said different ways it describes. But yeah, we didn't say to, you know, it wasn't like we thought, oh, I want to go to the material world. Somehow we just had the mood, I don't want to serve Krishna 100%. And Krishna said, okay, then you have to go over there. Like if you're naughty, sometimes your mother says, go to your room. It ever happen? Yeah. So your mother said, go to your room. Right? So you go there, but after some time you come back. You're going to be good now? Okay, you can stay. So like that. Krishna just, we have the wrong mentality. We go, and then after some time we come back to Krishna. And then devotees said, can we go again? Prabhupada said, it is possible, but generally that does not happen. You know, once you touch, you only usually touch fire once in your life. Usually. Unless you're really puggle. You know, if you're like crazy person, you keep touching. No, we don't do like that. So. Is that okay?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Good question. Any other question or comment? In the material world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Lord Dandavana. Just a little bit extension of that question. Prabhupada said, and Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita a few times, a person who come back to me, he never...
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna
says. He never go back to his material world.
Yeah.
But here we say the devotee, when someone goes to Golok Vrindavan, when he get envious, he fall down. So this is like a contradictory... Like
There's no contradiction. I just explained, there's no contradiction. If you go back, then generally you won't come back again, that's all.
So when you go back, that's done, finish.
I just said that. I just answered. I already gave the answer. So. Okay. Any other question? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai. Jai. Krishna Balaram.